Welcome to the Cohn Resnick Government Contracting Podcasting Series. On May 17th and on May 23rd, Cohn Resnick is hosting a lunch and learn about common compliance issues and high-risk clauses of FAR Part 31. And today we're speaking with Long Nguyen, Business Advisory Manager at Cohn Resnick, and Jeff Witt, the Senior Manager at Cohn Resnick, who both will be presenting at these lunch and learns. And both executives have been kind enough to give us a preview of their presentations today. And Long and Jeff, how are you both doing today?
Doing good. Doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. It's great to have you today. And let's jump right in. Tell us, what is FAR Part 31?
The FAR Part 31 is the Federal Acquisition Regulations Part 31, which covers the contract cost principles and procedures. So really, this governs mostly the allowability and even the estimating of contract costs for a government contract.
Yeah, this is the only place that you can go to really get information on specific areas of costs, for example, public relations or advertising or travel costs. If you want to know if it's allowable or not, this is the place to go.
Give us a high-level overview of your upcoming Lunch and Learn presentation, which is really going to be all about compliance issues and high-risk clauses with regards to FAR Part 31.
The overview of what we're going to be discussing is really these common and commonly overlooked issues by government contractors. They're typically overlooked because, to be honest with you, they're just small dollars sometimes. These are unquantifiable aspects of business that we're trying to work with, and it's just really difficult for an individual to sit down and really map out these dollars as we go through and look at these costs.
Yeah, and I'd say that we're going to start them off with an introduction that focuses on allowability, allocability, and reasonableness of FAR Part 31. So those are the three kind of fundamental legs to the stool that make up FAR Part 31. So we're going to give them that introduction to provide a framework for the rest of our presentation.
That's great. And maybe we can step back a little bit and tell us, why is this topic so important for contractors in today's business climate?
So in today's business climate, you know, government effectively is cutting spending. So when that happens, you're just going to get more scrutiny overall. You know, the biggest independent agency the government has to do their audits, DCAA, is under a lot of scrutiny these days and under a tremendous amount of pressure to really produce results. As a result of that, it really, you know, inhibits their overall independence. And so from Cohn Resnick's side, we really want to look out for the government contractors to make sure they're getting their fair shake.
Yeah, I echo that. I think that for government contractors, perception is everything. And if the perception is that they don't have good controls to be able to comply with FAR Part 31 or other regulations, then that's going to make it more difficult for them to retain existing work and to win new work. So if the accounting or estimating systems are disapproved because contracting officers have disapproved those systems, then that's a major risk to the contractor that they want to avoid by getting as much information as they can on how to set up their systems correctly.
That's great. So in terms of non-compliance, what are the typical non-compliance occurrences that happen, and how can contractors best mitigate them?
Well, I think that relates back to the allowability, allocability, and reasonableness. Everything that's going to be questioned based on FAR Part 31 will be for one of those reasons. So it's going to be important for, you know, any company to understand all of those areas and to come up with strategies to mitigate those risks.
Right. To Jeff's point, you know, the biggest concern or one of the bigger concerns is really directly associated costs. Once you begin down the path of allowability, reasonableness, and allocability, these costs, you know, one auditor might sit down and say, you know what, what's tied to these? And to be honest with you, a lot of things could be tied to them. So it's really important that these things get identified and are recognized by the government contractors to ensure that, hey, we're accounting for the proper costs, things are being grouped up the right way, and everything's in compliance, because there's a multitude of different clauses out there that could impact their costs.
That's great. So tell us about how Cohn Resnick can help.
So Cohn Resnick has, of course, the specialized group in government contracting. I mean, it is one of our favorite areas, to be honest with you. You know, we have a tremendous experience in this area. We have government auditors, former government auditors, helping us identify these key issues, great in-depth knowledge of the industry, active role in the industry itself and within the government, just understanding the new regulations that are coming out, all the current events, and really just dealing with a great number of government contractors to get that in-depth experience of what are they facing on the front lines with the government and their respective auditors.
Yeah, I think that what Cohn Resnick brings is a large team of professionals that have a lot of different skill sets all within this government compliance sphere. So whatever the issue is, there's going to be somebody at Cohn Resnick that has the answer for that. And so that's what we're bringing to the table here is providing that context to a contractor that may not have that much in-house to know the answer to every question for every new development that comes out, and there's a lot of them.
We also bring to the table the real understanding of business. It's not just about government contracting. It's how does that relate to your normal business, your operations, and really just boiling back down to your typical accounting items, your financial statement, your taxes. How do you do this on the government contracting side versus your commercial businesses?
Well, and I think the other thing that we do as part of these, it's one thing to talk about the new regulations, to talk about FAR, but then we take it the next step and talk about the policies and the procedures and the controls that need to be there, because we've seen a lot of different companies and a lot of different ways that you can set up a system and document it, and so we can help companies depending upon their situation to do that.
Well, that wraps our very first Cohn Resnick Government Contracting podcast interview with Long Nguyen, Business Advisory Manager at Cohn Resnick, and Jeff Witt, Senior Manager at Cohn Resnick. And both executives were kind enough to share some insights on their upcoming Lunch and Learn on May 17th and on May 23rd, which is going to be all about common compliance issues and high-risk clauses of FAR Part 31. And Long and Jeff, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.